You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAFGiving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City! A touchdown pass in overtime! Kansas City wins the game!
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited to be here with you on this wonderful Red Friday, getting you ready for a very important series for the Kansas City Royals and also the final preseason game for the Kansas City Chiefs this season. We got a lot to get into. College football fans, K-State fans specifically, I don't want you to feel like you have been left out of the plan for today. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Derek Young is going to join us from Ireland. We also are going to head back to Ireland to be joined by someone who covers Iowa State. So Farmageddon fans, K-State fans, I don't want you to think that we have forgotten about you. We definitely have you covered. KU fans, we know that you play tomorrow as well. Rob will be in attendance. I will also be in attendance. And Derek Swain is also going to be in attendance. Michael Swain, excuse me, is also going to be in attendance. Michael Swain is going to be on the show coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. So everybody gets a little bit of something today. Royals fans, you got somebody coming on today. Chiefs fans, you got somebody coming on today. K-State, KU, Iowa State fans, I hope that today's show is something that makes everybody happy. We'll get to the Royals coming up in just a bit. But before we do that, I need to remind you guys of a couple of things. Number one, I need you to remember to listen to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you to tell one friend to check out the show. I mean, it'd be great if you could tell two people, but if you could just tell one person to check out the show, you know what? I would greatly appreciate it. And number three, and this is really important, I need you to remember that the open of the show each day is brought to you by our dear friends over at The Other Place with 5 metro locations serving some hot pizza and some cold drinks. Be sure to stop by The Other Place for all your week zero college football action. All right, I actually want to start today with the Kansas City Royals. Now, I understand that K-State gets things going tomorrow. I understand that preseason is wrapping up, but the most important game played by anybody over the next 72 hours is actually played by the Kansas City Royals as they're trying to make the college football, the wild card, while they're trying to make the playoff. This is how I like to start today's show. We talk about this a lot when it comes to the NFL. And we talk about how at some point in the postseason, you are going to have to face your fears. If you're a team that can't stop the run, you're going to have to do so at some point to get to your ultimate goal. That same logic now applies to the Kansas City Royals and with where they are. The Royals, if the Royals miss the postseason, they will miss the postseason largely because of two things. They will miss the postseason because of the bad month of June that they had, and really that two-week stretch. The Royals went 8-18 in the month of June and only won one home game. So that will be a reason. The other reason will be that the Royals have been really bad against some of the better teams in Major League Baseball. The Royals this season, they are 22-37 against teams that are 500 or better. Now, let me give you some more numbers. The Royals have 34 games remaining this season. They play 19 games against teams that are currently 500 or better. And we're talking about teams that we think are going to make the postseason. A team like Toronto that might be the best team in the American League. The team that they play six of their next nine games against, their division rival, the Detroit Tigers, who also have a claim to being the best team in the American League. They play Philadelphia, one of the contenders in the National League. Seattle, a team that is in direct competition with them for one of the wild card spots. If the Royals are going to be able to do this thing, and if the Royals are going to have the ability to get over the hump and get back to the postseason, they are going to have to ultimately face their fear. And their biggest challenge, the biggest struggle in 2025 for the Royals has simply been how they match up against good teams. No one is saying in these 19 games against good teams that you got to go 15-4. That's not realistic. I mean, it'd be great if you do that. You are making the postseason. But let's be realistic here. You simply can't drown when you play these games. If you can go 9-10, for example, in the 19 games that you have, you give yourself an opportunity in the remaining 15 games where you play the White Sox, you play the Angels, you play the A's, you play some of the teams that have no playoff aspirations. You got a chance to really get fat and happy off those teams and build a playoff resume and rack up enough wins to get yourself to the postseason. So the pathway is very, very simple. I love the Electoral College analogy. It doesn't matter what states, how you add it up. You just got to get to a certain number of them. And some states are obviously have more votes than the other, but you get the analogy. That's where we are right now with the Royals. I don't care what 87 games you win. There's certainly some games that are easier to win than other games, but I don't care how you do it. If the Royals are going to be able to pull this thing off and they have a chance of being able to do it, you got to find a way to get to 86, 87 or better. So you simply cannot drown against the bad teams the way that you have this season, and you got to continue to swim like an Olympian in the other ones. If the Royals can't continue to do that, they will make it a very, very interesting September, and they will give themselves an opportunity to compete this October for a World Series championship. Let's talk a little bit of Chiefs, and we'll get to some college football with Derek Young coming up in just a bit. This is how I predict a lot of you guys Friday is going to go. Maybe you plan on going out there later today. And I'm sure it's going to be great. It's not that hot outside. It's beautiful. Not really a lot of clouds. I don't think there's any threat of weather later today. It is going to be ideal preseason weather. I'm guessing that some of you got that grill out for the first time to take out to the stadium. You pack that truck up and man, you are ready to go out there and have a good time. And I'm happy for you. It's that first tailgate of the season, that first Miller Lite or that Coors Light. It hits a little bit different when you're sitting out there on that pavement ready to walk in to Arrowhead. You're getting the sights and sounds and smells of the parking lot. I'm thrilled for you to have that experience today. I do think that the Chiefs owe you a little bit on the field today. Not a lot. Because ultimately, that's not why you have season tickets. You don't have season tickets for the games in August. You have them for the games in December and January. But they do owe you a little bit. So this is what I want for you. I want you to have a delicious cheeseburger later today. Delicious. I want you to have your favorite size. I want you to sit back. I want you to have a cold beverage. I want you to play whatever games you and your friends play. Maybe you're card people. Maybe you're domino people. Maybe you like to go out there and play a little bags or ladder golf. Whatever you're into, I want you to pack up all your things. I want you to walk inside Arrowhead later today. I want you to look around, take pictures, see people you haven't seen for a while, people that they've had their season tickets next to you for years now. You haven't seen them since last AFC Championship game. I want you to sit down in your seat. I want the Chiefs to play Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones. I want them to play for exactly one series. I want them to go out there and put together a realistic drive. Hey, you know what? We're going to simulate game conditions. We're going to script our first 10 plays, and that's what we're going to run against the Bears. And if they work, great. If they don't work, you know what? We know we got something to work on, and then we're going to go on with the rest of our day. And then I want you to watch Gardner Minshew for the rest of the day. That's it. I don't want anything else for you today. I want you to go. I want you to have a great time. I want you to enjoy spending all the time with your friends. I want you to get to see Patrick Mahomes throw a couple of passes. I want him to throw one to Travis Kelce, maybe throw a deep pass to Xavier Worthy. And then I want everybody who somebody has bought a jersey of, I want them to go sit. And I want them to get ready to head to Brazil to take on the Los Angeles Chargers. That is the life that I have visioned for you. I envision a life of no preseason injuries. I envision a life of K-State going 1-0 and getting a nice favorable leg up in the Big 12. I want KU's home debut to go great tomorrow against Fresno State. I want all of those things for all of us as we head into the football season. Rob, we're going to head to Ireland coming up in just a bit, but you guys know the rules. If we talk about the Royals in the 2 o'clock hour, it can only mean one thing. Hit me, Rob.
We're where you want to be.
Carrington, today's random Royals lineup takes us back to the year 2013, where the Royals finished, wait for it, 86 with 86 wins, just missing the postseason, the number we think the Royals are going to make this year. On this date in 2013, the Royals lost at home to the White Sox. Here was your Royals lineup.
That team probably would have made the playoffs had they had the third wild card back then.
100% would have made the playoffs. Leading off in left field, Alex Gordon.
Real. Royals all-star, drive all-star.
Batting second at first base, Eric Hosmer. Batting third, the catcher, Salvador Perez.
We're getting to our era Royals now.
Batting fourth, the designated hitter, Billy Butler. Batting fifth, in right field, Justin Maxwell.
I remember him. He hits the grand slam at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm. Batting sixth, at third base, Mike Moustakas.
Moose.
Batting seventh, in center field, Emilio Bonifacio.
I like him. I'm a fan.
Batting eighth, the shortstop, Alcides Escobar. And batting ninth, the second baseman, Jamie Carroll.
I don't remember him. I don't remember Jamie Carroll. Completely slipped my mind.
By the way, the Royals lost on this date despite 7 innings of 8 strikeout ball from James Shields, but unfortunately, Luke Hochhaver blew it in the final 2 innings, and the Royals lost in 12 at home to the White Sox 4-3 in 2013.
Coming up on the other side, we are going to take our first trip of the day to Ireland to be joined by Derek Young, who covers Kansas State. What do they need to do to start the season 1-0 and get a significant leg up in the Big 12? We'll find out together. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Catch Hall of Famer Denny Matthews every Monday at 3.
And gone, Bobby Witt.
On your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's head across the pond to be joined by Derek Young. He is with K-State Online. We got Farmageddon to kick off the college football season. Derek, how you doing, man? Happy to have you back on the show.
Hey, happy to be on the show. I'm, you know, chilling here in Dublin talking to you about what is still might be the most impactful game on the Kansas State schedule despite being in week zero.
So let's just start with this. I do want to get to very serious football things, but I've never been to Ireland before. How is it?
It's, to be honest, it's like one of the, you know, the cities in the United States that have a lot of foot traffic where you just expect it around the clock, whether it be New York or similar to that. That's what it is. It is foot traffic galore. It is not a place where you have a lot of like cars, like you're in wall-to-wall traffic or traffic jams. It's just a lot of foot traffic.
What's everybody drinking over there? Is that like a Guinness place, a Heineken place? I don't know much about the local scene, Guinness. The beer scene over there. I'm imagining it's very popular. What are people drinking over there?
It's a lot of Guinness, around-the-clock Guinness. But if you're going to stray from beer, there's, you know, Jameson's pretty popular as well.
How many people do you think from Kansas State are over there? Because, you know, this is something that I imagine both fan bases have had circled for quite some time now. This is a bucket list kind of trip to see your team in this environment. How many K-State fans do you think made the trip?
It was probably through the school or through Aer Lingus, but I know that they said that both schools sold around 13,000 to 15,000 tickets was the last number that I heard. I wouldn't surprise me if it's a little bit more than that, if other people got their tickets in maybe an alternative way. But I know that they're anticipating a near sellout or a sellout once kickoff gets here.
Right now, we're talking to Derek Young. He's with Kansas State Online, taking a closer look at the week zero game between the Wildcats and the Cyclones. All right, let's get to business. Let's get down to football. I'm really excited about this game. I don't really think you could start the season with week zero with a much more important conference game. These are two teams that are ranked in the top 25, two teams that have very good coaches, very comparable quarterbacks, very comparable running backs. These two teams are about as even as I think you could ask for to kick off the season.
Yeah, I would agree with that, and I believe, at least since it's been called the Aer Lingus College Football Classic, that this is the first time that the two teams playing in the game are both ranked in the AP poll, both in the top 25. Obviously, Kansas State, 17. I believe the Cyclones sitting there at number 22. So it's a pretty big game just when you put those numbers across the table and show everyone that. But it's also a pretty big game when it comes to the conference. I mean, Kansas State's going to play all three of Iowa State, Baylor, and Utah away from home this year. Even though this one is actually considered a home game, I think those will be three, the most pivotal probably in determining whether or not Kansas State and Arlington play for a Big 12 championship or not, to be honest. So it's interesting in that way. And like you said, pretty even teams in terms of caliber. Both teams returned their starting quarterback. Iowa State is Rocco Beck. Kansas State has Avery Johnson. Both teams looking to replace maybe a hole in their team. With Iowa State, it's the receivers. They lose both Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noll, who will be collecting NFL paychecks this year. Kansas State also has the secondary to figure out and maybe a little bit of the offensive line.
Where did this rivalry come from? And I guess maybe more specifically, how did this rivalry get so competitive? Because I'm just remembering as a kid, I don't really feel like it was that big of a deal, but it really feels like it's taken on a life of its own over the last 10 years or so. These two fan bases love to go back and forth. They've got a nickname for the game now. How did we get here between K-State and Iowa State?
Yeah, to be honest, I think it started with the fan bases kind of going at it on social media. It's a new era now in college athletics, or just the world in general, where social media can kind of contrive or derive certain things. And in a way, I think it's responsible for the rivalry between both Kansas State and Iowa State, and even the genesis of the Farmageddon name. We need to get that name probably more and more popular, to be honest. It's not as popular as it should be, but another part of it is the competition aspect. It's not as lopsided as it once was. Kansas State dominated this rivalry for years and years and years. Bill Snyder just didn't lose to Iowa State. He didn't lose to a lot of teams. Iowa State was one of those. And now with Matt Campbell now in Ames, he's really made this competitive. In fact, he's almost turned it on its head. Iowa State's won four of the last five meetings.
Right now, we're talking to Derek Young, taking a closer look at K-State and Iowa State. That is going to be the first game of the college football season. I do want to hyper-focus in on K-State. I've got a general Big 12 question that I want to get to before we do that. How many teams do you think can win the Big 12? Because Rob and I were sitting here and going through it. I think the answer is probably somewhere between 5 to 7 teams. This feels about as wide open as I can remember for this league.
I would agree. You got Kansas State, Iowa State, Arizona State, and Texas Tech off the top of my head. Some people want to include Baylor. Some people want to include Utah. So that's an easy 6 in my mind. I might even be missing a team that's certainly worthy of contention as well. I know some people thought maybe if Jake Retzlaff was still on the roster, maybe a point to BYU. I was never kind of that guy, to be honest. I thought BYU did it last year with a lot of smoke and mirrors. And even with Jake Retzlaff was probably a candidate for a little bit of regression. I actually don't think there's a big difference in BYU between having Retzlaff and not having Retzlaff. But even without the Cougars, I think you're looking at, Utah, Texas Tech, Arizona State, Baylor, Kansas State, Iowa State, a lot of teams that can win the conference. And last year, you look at the league at the end, I think there was, four teams tied at 7-2. It wouldn't be a shock to see that once again.
I think this is what the Big 12 future looks like, and I don't mean this with any disrespect towards Kansas State, but the Big 12 just doesn't have that traditional football power the way that the other conferences do. There's no Clemson in the Big 12. There's no Ohio State. There's no Alabama. You get the point that I'm making. I think there's going to be years a lot like this year. I really like K-State. I really like Arizona State, but I don't think you can consider them to be the odds-on favorite. It feels like it comes down to a lot of swing games like the one we have on Saturday between these two teams that feels like a coin flip, and whichever team wins that, they have a significant advantage the rest of the way.
Yeah, there was a lot of years where if you were asked, would you take Clemson or the field to win the ACC, you were automatically picking maybe – in Alabama's heyday with Nick Saban as head coach, if it was Alabama or the field, you pick Alabama. And maybe you still will. Though I think the interesting thing with the SEC is they talk about the depth, and rightfully so. It's a really good conference with a lot of good teams that would all probably be at the top of the Big 12 if they were in the Big 12 conference. But what Georgia and Alabama have won 10 of the last 11 conference title. So, but if you're in the Big 12, is there a team where you pick over the field? There's not a single team you pick over the field. What I am curious about moving forward in the Big 12 is there a team or two that maybe flexes their financial muscle if teams can still do that? I'd imagine even with some of the rules that are trying to be implemented that will still be a thing. Because if so, then Texas Tech and BYU are going to be interesting case studies.
Taking a closer look now at K-State, I really like Avery Johnson. I don't think he's taken that next step to kind of be in that household names that people around the country will get to know him. Like, he's not a DJ Lagway, not Lenore Sellers, at least in terms of like public consciousness. What do you think he needs to do this season to enter that conversation and be a guy that people are talking about as a dark horse Heisman candidate? And if that ends up being the case, K-State wins the Big 12, in my opinion.
I don't know about you or anyone else, but it's exactly what he actually said at a recent press conference, which I loved hearing. He said, "I'm done feeling like I have the weight of the world on my shoulders. I'm just going to make the right play, the accurate play. I'm not going to try to do too much. I'm not going to try to make the play that's not there. I'm also not going to listen to everybody outside of my sphere of influence that says, you got to be a pocket passer or you got to be a dual threat quarterback that just runs it all the time. Instead, I'm going to be that quarterback that makes the correct play, the right play. So if we need me to win, to run for 100 yards and 3 touchdowns to win, I'm going to do that. If we need me to throw for 300 yards and 4 touchdowns to win, I'm going to do that." That was really something that I liked hearing, because I do think he gets himself trapped, at least last year at times, in being a pocket passer. I'm going to prove to people that I'm not just a runner, or I'm going to prove to people that I can still run. Enough with that. Just make the right play, the correct play, whatever it calls for, to win games. And to hear him have that answer in a recent press conference, I think was great, as long as he actually is going to adhere to it. But I think that's just what it is. I think that's the secret sauce.
Derek, which quarterback would you rather have in this matchup? Would you rather have Rocco Becht or Avery Johnson?
Probably Avery Johnson, because there's just more upside there, and I still think the floor is probably pretty similar to Rocco Becht. Maybe Rocco Becht was the better quarterback last year. Certainly the numbers would probably show that. Interestingly enough, though, you go look in the Kansas State-Iowa State game last year, that the Cyclones won 29-21. Rocco Becht played the worst game of his career. He was 13 of 35 and probably should have threw 4 interceptions. I think the floors are pretty similar, and that's why Becht was a better quarterback last year. But I think Avery can be much better, has a higher ceiling than what Becht has.
Which coach would you rather have? Would you rather have Klieman or Campbell?
I'd rather have Chris Klieman, but in this series, especially if Iowa State wins again on Saturday, I'd rather have Campbell. Just in this particular game, for whatever reason. But in general, I think Chris Kleiman's the right answer. I just don't know that it's really came out that way in their head-to-head competition.
I'll get you out of here with this last question, because I want you to go enjoy everything that Ireland has to offer. Give me your K-State wins-if scenario. Give me your Iowa State wins-if scenario.
K-State wins if they're at least plus one in the turnover margin. The interesting thing is they've lost 4 or 5 to Iowa State, and 5 of those games, all 5, Kansas State's turned the ball over at least twice. And 4 of those 5, Iowa State doesn't have a turnover at all. So, I mean, that's a significant piece of this rivalry lately, is the turnovers, for whatever reason, are going Iowa State's way. So Kansas State wins if they protect the ball and are probably at least plus one in turnover margin. Maybe it's plus two, but I'll say plus one. Iowa State wins if Rocco Becht plays the way he did against everyone else against Kansas State, because he was nothing really short of a disaster last year. And Iowa State still won, but I don't think they can win with Rocco Becht's performance last year.
That is Derek Young of Kansas State Online joining us on the show today. K-State, they kick off the college football season against Iowa State. Derek, great stuff, man. Enjoy Ireland, and I hope you guys come back to the States with the win.
Thanks, Carrington.
Absolutely. That is Derek Young joining us on the show today. He is with Kansas State Online. Shout out to the Wildcats as they are across the pond playing the Iowa State Cyclones. Let's talk a little NFL. We'll bounce back and forth. Vern's going to be on the show. We're going to head back to Ireland coming up in a bit and get the Iowa State perspective on tomorrow's game. We're going to have someone on from KU to celebrate their new stadium. So we're going to touch on a lot of different topics in today's show. Let's talk a little bit of NFL before we get back to college football, Rob. You know I love a good relationship analogy. And I'm sure you've been in this situation before. I think a lot of people have been in this situation before. You are in a relationship with somebody else, and for whatever reason, that relationship just didn't work. You decided to go your way. She decided to go their way. And it was not contentious. You guys don't hate each other. It just didn't work. Maybe that person then went on to get married to the exact next person that they were in a relationship with. For whatever reason, they found the person that they connected with. And they went on to have a beautiful marriage. They got a couple of kids now. They live in a beautiful home. They got a good job. And you are happy for that person because even though it didn't work out for you, it worked out for them, and you cool with that. That's how I feel about the Chiefs and Sky Moore. I don't think the Chiefs fans are angry. I don't think there's any reason to be angry. It just didn't work. Everybody knows that you are not going to shoot 100% from the field when it comes to the NFL draft. You're going to miss on first-round picks. You're going to miss on second-round picks. This, that, and the third. So there's no reason to get overly angry or up in arms about it. You still have managed to be okay, even though you missed on a second-round pick for Sky Moore. But let's not confuse things. He is one of the biggest misses that the Chiefs have ever had in the NFL draft. But he caught a touchdown in the Super Bowl. He seems to have a really good attitude, never caused any problems, seems to be a good teammate, seems to be a good guy. There's no reason for you to be angry or upset that the draft pick just didn't work. And back to the relationship analogy, I don't care what happens with Sky Moore in San Francisco. There will never be a topic that we are going to have 5 months from now, 2 years from now. Well, why couldn't the Chiefs make it work with Sky Moore? I think they did everything to make it work with Sky Moore. It just didn't. For whatever reason, it just didn't work in Kansas City. So I say good luck to Sky Moore in San Francisco. I don't care if he turns out to be Julian Edelman. I don't care if he turns out to be Jerry Rice. It was never going to work in Kansas City. No matter how hard you tried, no matter how much you wanted it to work, he was never going to work in Kansas City. So it was in everybody's best interest for him to just go play for another team. You don't got to be mad about it. You don't got to be upset about it. You just can't play in Kansas City. I believe that at the end, it was way more mental than physical. I really do. Maybe Sky Moore still has a chance of figuring things out. I don't know mentally if he was ever going to figure things out in Kansas City. Maybe the weight of being the second round pick and not living up to that expectations, whatever it was. I mean, we're talking about dropping routine balls. Balls that you've caught the entire time or less you wouldn't have been in the National Football League. I think he got off to a slow start. It got in his head, and he has never been able to turn that around in Kansas City. Best case scenario is now you go to a new system, a new city, a new scheme, a new head coach. You can clear your mind. You can start over. You're no longer the failed second round pick. Now you're a guy that they got for a bag of balls, and you can go out there and just play free and loose. But this is the end of Sky Moore's career. If this doesn't work out, if you get an opportunity to play in Kansas City's offense and San Francisco's offense and it doesn't work, I'm telling you right now that it's time to update your LinkedIn. You ain't staying in the NFL for too much longer. What do they say? The average career is what, 2.5, 3.5 years? Yeah, man. Not everybody gets that 8-year career. Not everybody gets that 9-year career. Some guys get a cup of coffee here, a cup of coffee there. It didn't work. And now you got to go pick up a regular 9-to-5 like the rest of us. Sky Moore is potentially one bad season away from that being the case. But I'm not rooting against Sky Moore. In fact, I'm rooting for Sky Moore. I hope that it works. He ain't never done nothing to me. He's never done anything to you. I don't have any reason to root against that man. But I'm telling you, it's never going to work in Kansas City. I know it. You know it. He knew it. Kansas City knew it. And it was in everybody's best interest for them to part ways and him to get a fresh, clean start somewhere else.
This show loves a cross-sport comparison, so I'll make one for you. I remember Brad Lidge. He was a closer for the Astros and the Phillies. Brad Lidge gave up one of the most monumental home runs I think I've ever seen in the MLB postseason. You'll remember the one. It was to Albert Pujols. They're in the NLCS. He's on the Astros, and Pujols hits one at whatever the name of that ballpark was at the time over the train tracks. It was over for Brad Lidge in Houston right then and there. He wasn't as good for them after that. He just was shook. whatever happened, he was mentally cooked after being in the NLCS, facing Albert Pujols and giving up that home run in that moment. And that's where a lot of people think the story ended. But you know what? Brad Lidge went on to be a good closer and won a World Series for the Philadelphia Phillies. Good for him. That's how I feel about Sky Moore. It did not work in Kansas City. And we can point to moments where, hey, he looked mentally like it was fried. Early in his career, there was clearly the weight of the world on his shoulders because the amount of muff punts he has is just surprising for a guy who has been a punt returner in the past. The drop in the preseason game on a wide open play, like eventually it just got mental, like you said. But there's no reason he can't be Brad Lidge. There's no reason he can't go to San Francisco and be a 400 to 600 yard receiver and a productive NFL player and resurrect his career. Those guys exist all the time in the National Football League. We can count them. Hey, so-and-so didn't work here, but he went here and went great. Chiefs fans think everyone that comes here is that person. Hey, a lot of people think Tyquan Thornton could be that person for the Chiefs right now. I hope that for Sky Moore. I hope a chance to reset, change of scenery, whatever you want to call it, gets him back to the player he was. Because it wasn't just the Chiefs reaching. It wasn't like draft notebooks and people like, you know, who do the Mel Kiper had him as an fifth to sixth round grade and the Chiefs reached. He was considered a second to third round pick, and he has not lived up to that at all. I hope the best for him. I hope he can resurrect his career, much like Brad Lidge did for the Phillies.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, do you think the Sky gets cheers or jeers the next time he plays at Arrowhead? I think there would be light cheers for Sky Moore. I don't think there's any reason to give him a standing ovation. I also just don't think there's a reason to boo him. It just didn't work. I think he gets some claps. He gets some applause. He has scored a touchdown in a Super Bowl. He is a part of Super Bowl championship winning teams. Never had any off the field issues. He hasn't really done anything for you to dislike him at all. You haven't done anything to dislike Sky Moore. He just didn't work out as an NFL player. So that's it. Someone said, I saw a tweet that said that Sky Moore has immediately become San Francisco's best punt returner. How awful was their room? I got asked to do an interview yesterday in San Francisco. At first, I kind of thought I was being punked. I'm like, wait, you want me to come on and talk about Sky Moore? And then I tried to get out of it. I said, well, I don't really have much to say. There really wasn't much to talk about. And oh, we want to talk to you. I was like, all right. I mean, I don't think it's going to be that long of an interview. I don't know if that's something we would do on this show. I don't think we would have an interview for the Sky Moore equivalent of whoever they got. But, you know, I'm not here to judge anybody else's show. I was happy to go on there, happy to give him my opinion, happy to give him my thoughts on what they thought. So good luck to Sky Moore as he turns the page, and he is now the newest member of the San Francisco 49ers. Coming up on the other side, let's get back to college football. We just left Ireland. We're going back to Ireland to be joined by Iowa State. We'll do that next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Welcome back into the show. We'll get back to the Royals coming up at the top of the hour, but let's continue getting you ready for Farmageddon in Dublin, Ireland. This is the first time that over in Ireland, they get two ranked opponents. One of those teams is Kansas State. We were just there. The other team is Iowa State. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Alec Bussey. He is the co-host of First Quarter from 6 to 9 on KXNO. In Des Moines, also the Iowa Radio Network. He also covers Iowa State for 24/7.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports, Alec, happy to have you join us today. I think this is the perfect week zero game. We got a rivalry, two ranked opponents, two good coaches, two good quarterbacks. This is an ideal way to kick off the college football season.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a huge opportunity for each team to start the season. Both teams are ranked in the top 25, so getting an opportunity to have a win over a program that you think can contend for a Big 12 championship or could contend for a college football playoff spot is certainly something that's really exciting to think about for each program. It's the first time that these two schools are playing as ranked opponents since 2002, when number 12 K-State beat number 22 Iowa State by, I think, a 58-7 final score in Manhattan. So it's rare that these two teams are both ranked in the top 25. When they play, they've played a lot of competitive games over the last decade. I think if you go back to 2013, all but two or three of them have been decided by 8 or 9 points or less. So certainly an exciting opportunity for each team to start the year on a strong foot. And then beyond that, it's a big opportunity to start the year in front of a national audience with a lot of people paying attention to the success that you're having.
This is one of those rivalries that I don't think you understand it unless you live it and you're from the area. I actually think this is the best rivalry that the country doesn't know anything about. These two fan bases don't really seem to like each other. And you alluded to it. They normally play really fun, really competitive games. I don't know if you could ask for a much better week zero matchup than this.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really exciting. I mean, it's the first time that the Aer Lingus College Football Classic, the game in Ireland, has had two ranked teams. It's really the first time that they've had two rival opponents play over there, too. I mean, Notre Dame and Navy play annually, but I don't know if people would consider Notre Dame-Navy a quote-unquote rivalry as much as you would Iowa State-Kansas State. In terms of the series history, I mean, it's pretty special. They've played annually since 1917, so they survived the end of World War I. It survived all of World War II, the Great Depression, and more recently, they even played during the COVID season, despite K-State's roster being in a pretty precarious spot because of some illness that they were fighting during that year, which led to Iowa State, who was very good in that 2020 season, blowing out Kansas State. But yeah, I mean, I think that it's certainly an exciting game. It's a series that, like I said, over the past 10 to 12 years has been super competitive in terms of the closeness of the games. And Iowa State's managed to come out on top in 4 out of the last 5. But it's a series that you know you're going to get close games. It's two coaching staffs and two programs that are built on very similar identities, very similar philosophies. And it's two fan bases who have have a lot of differences, right, in the way that they support their college football teams, but at their core, they're very, very similar. They're both land-grant institutions. They're both institutions that are very proud of their agricultural success as institutions, in both ranking in the top 20 in that kind of area of education in the U.S. now. So I guess similarity breeds contempt in this sense between the two schools, and it's really fun to see the rivalry really grow over the last decade as social media has allowed the two fan bases to interact more often.
Right now, we're talking to Alec Bussey. He is the co-host of the First Quarter in KXNO in Des Moines, also with the Iowa Radio Network. He also writes for Iowa State and the 24/7 sports site. Two-part question here. How many teams do you think realistically can win the Big 12? Why do you think Iowa State is one of those teams?
Yeah, I think that if you really go through the Big 12 from a team-by-team perspective, you can probably get close to double digits in terms of teams that you feel like can potentially win the league. I think certainly you feel like Arizona State is in that conversation. I think you probably feel like Iowa State is in that conversation. I can talk about them a little bit more in a second. I'm bullish on Utah. I pick them to go play for a Big 12 title. Baylor has a more difficult schedule this year, but I think that they're a team that many expect to be in the top five. Texas Tech has invested in their roster at a higher level than any team in the conference, spending about $25 million on players. K-State is obviously in that conversation. I think they're the betting favorite this year. TCU is a team that quietly won 9 games a year ago. They returned the most productive passer in the league in Josh Hoover. They did have a really easy schedule last year, TCU did, but Sonny Dykes has done a good job of obviously building that program. Even if you want to look back and look past the national championship year, they've had a pretty steady build. I'm not nearly as bullish on Kansas or Colorado. Some people think BYU can be in that conversation. Many think Houston is a potential sleeper along with Cincinnati. But yeah, I think it's a conference that's really deep. And the reason to buy stock in Iowa State is Matt Campbell's success leading the program. Obviously, they've been to a bowl game in 7 of the last 9 seasons under his direction. He's won over half of Iowa State's all-time Big 12 games as their head coach. And Rocco Becht is a big reasons to be confident, as well as he returns for a third year as Iowa State's starting quarterback. And then on the defensive side, you've got some stars in defensive tackle Dominique Orange, defensive backs Jontez Williams, and Jeremiah Cooper.
Alec, we ask people this. You're the first person I get a chance to ask this to this football season. Give me how K-State wins this game. Give me how Iowa State wins this game.
Yeah, I think it's pretty similar for each team. On the K-State side of things, I think it comes down to being able to hit explosive plays. We know that Avery Johnson has a really high ceiling as a quarterback, especially if he refined some of the things that he struggled with a year ago. I think decision-making, his accuracy is something that you would certainly like to see improved. Jace Brown last year was one of the most explosive receivers in the Big 12 and really the country. He ranked near the top of the nation in both catches of 40 and 50 yards last year, I believe top 5 or 6 in both of those categories. So explosive plays, I think, is something that K-State's really going to be focused on. And if they're able to hit on those things, that'll be really important. And then for Iowa State, I think it's really important for them to stay ahead of the chains. They have to replace 2 1,000-yard receivers, Jaden Higgins and Jalen Knoll. Both of those guys are day 2 NFL draft picks by the Houston Texans. But Iowa State feels confident in the receivers that they have replacing those two guys. But you want to make it easier on Rocco Becht and those new pass catchers that they don't have to have large chunk gains on conversion downs, third downs, the long fourth downs, right? Like, you want to have the ability to stay ahead of the chains. And I think being able to run the ball is really key for the running backs and the offense as a whole. And then I think for both teams, this is what's really important in this series, and it's been this way for a while, is, and you can say this for every game, but in this one in particular, I think it's important. It's not making mistakes. Last year, Avery Johnson gets sacked in the end zone for a safety in the fourth quarter. On the first play from scrimmage, he has a lateral that hits the ground and Iowa State recovers it. And those things greatly contributed to Iowa State being able to defeat Kansas State last year. And they played really close games, and in close games, those types of plays really show up as difference makers. So the team that I think really makes less mistakes and is really sharp in their execution is going to be the team that escapes victorious here on Saturday in Ireland.
Alec, I'm looking forward to a great game, man. Again, I think this is the perfect way to kick off the college football season. Excited about a great year in the Big 12, in which I feel like it's going to be pretty unpredictable and go down to the final couple of weeks. Great stuff, man. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me on. I greatly appreciate it.
That was Alec Bussey. He covers Iowa State football. Coming up at the top of the hour, let's get back to the Kansas City Royals as they have a very important series this weekend against the Detroit Tigers. We also have an update regarding the World Cup. We'll tell you about it more. Keep it right here. So drive.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.